You know, it's funny, back in 2020, when everything kind of stopped and we saw those images, those kind of eerie images of all those airplanes just sitting there on the tarmac, grounded. I don't know about you, but it made me wonder about the planes themselves. Like, you can't just park a plane and forget about it, can you?
No, not at all. You're right. It is kind of eerie, isn't it? And you hit the nail on the head. Aircraft, they're not like cars. You can't just park them and forget about them. The pandemic, it kind of exposed a hidden vulnerability in the aviation industry, something we don't often think about. Corrosion.
Corrosion, huh? So we're not just talking about a little rust here and there, are we? This is serious stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Think of it this way. Rust on a car. Yeah, that's a visible sign of corrosion, something we can all see. But with aircraft, it's often happening at a microscopic level, affecting all sorts of materials like the aluminum in the fuselage, even the titanium they use in the engines. And it's not just rust. There are different types of corrosion. Pitting, crevice corrosion, you name it. Each one attacks different materials in different ways.
Wow, I never realized it was so, well, insidious. I mean, we see these giant planes and they seem almost invincible, but they're susceptible to something as tiny as microscopic corrosion. That's kind of wild when you think about it.
It really is. It all comes down to basic chemistry and physics, really. You've got moisture, contaminant salt from the air, de-icing fluids, things like that, and then you factor in the air itself. All of that together creates, well, it's a recipe for corrosion, especially when you've got planes just sitting there for months on end.
And I'd imagine where they're stored makes a difference too, right?
Yeah.
Like if they're parked out in the desert versus, say, somewhere humid in Kaisel.
Huge difference. Yeah. Temperature swings, humidity, especially in places near the ocean or just areas with harsh climates, that can really accelerate the corrosion process.
And then to make matters even worse, weren't airlines facing major financial strain during that time? I mean, did that impact their ability to keep up with maintenance?
It absolutely did. Airlines, they were hit hard, and maintaining aircraft, well, it's not cheap. And understandably, some airlines had to, prioritize just staying in business. That sometimes meant delaying maintenance or reducing it where they could. So, yeah, it was a perfect storm of factors all coming together to create a major challenge for the aviation industry.
Okay, so let's talk engines for a minute. I mean, those things are, well, they're the heart of the plane, right? What happens when corrosion gets into a jet engine? I'm guessing that's not.
No, not good at all. Jet engines, they're incredibly intricate systems, and they rely on these special lubricants, lubricants that are unfortunately very susceptible to water contamination. When a plane's grounded, those engines aren't running as often. So what happens? Well, moisture can build up inside, condense, and that leads to, guess what? Acids. Acids that can damage those sensitive engine components.
Yikes, that sounds bad. Didn't the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, have to actually step in because of this?
They did. The FAA had to issue an emergency airworthiness directive. It covered the entire Boeing 737 fleet. This was after reports of engine shutdowns that were linked to corroded valves. Imagine that. Just a week of improper storage could lead to something that serious. Really drove home the point that something needed to change with maintenance protocols and fast.
That's unsettling. I mean, an engine is shutting down mid-flight. That really highlights just how crucial proper maintenance is. But it sounds like it's not just engines we need to be concerned about. Didn't the research you shared mention other areas on a plane that are vulnerable to corrosion?
Absolutely. While engines are critical, other parts of an aircraft can be just as affected by corrosion. Fuel tanks, for example, they're a major concern.
Fuel tanks, really? I mean, you'd think those would be pretty well sealed.
They are, for the most part. But there's this space, this small space above the fuel line, and it's called the head space. Think of it like the empty part at the top of a bottle of water.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
So, this headspace, it's vulnerable. As temperatures change, the air inside expands and contracts, which can pull in moist air from outside. That leads to condensation forming right there inside the fuel tank. Over time, you can imagine what happens. Corrosion. And if that corrosion gets bad enough, well, it can compromise the entire fuel system.
So it's like this hidden vulnerability, and it's happening in other parts of the plane too, right? Not just fuel tanks.
Exactly. You've got hydraulic lines, and those are vital. They control the plane's flight surfaces. Corrosion in those lines, that can cause leaks, even complete failures. You can imagine the risks involved if that happens while you're in the air.
So we're talking about a potential domino effect here, where something seemingly small, like a little corrosion, could lead to major problems down the line.
Exactly. And that's why being proactive about addressing corrosion is absolutely crucial when it comes to aircraft maintenance.
This is all pretty fascinating stuff. We often focus on, the mechanical parts of airplanes, the engines, the wings, all that. But this whole corrosion thing, it's like a whole other dimension of potential problems. So how do you fight something that's, well, often invisible and can be everywhere? It's got to be about prevention.
I got it. Prevention is key. It's way more effective, not to mention cheaper, to prevent corrosion in the first place than to try to fix the damage after it's already happened.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So what does that look like in practice? How do you actually prevent corrosion on these planes, especially when they're not flying?
Well, it all starts with a really, really thorough cleaning. Before a plane goes into storage, you got to get rid of everything: dirt, salt, any residue from those de-icing fluids we talked about, everything. And I mean everything.
So like giving the plane a spa day.
Huh? Yeah, kind of. But instead of cucumbers over the eyes, it's protective coatings and lubricants. Once the plane's squeaky clean, you got to protect those vulnerable surfaces we talked about.
Okay, so it's cleaned and protected. That's it, right?
Yeah. Not quite. The thing is, it's not a one-time deal. Even when the plane's in storage, you got to keep an eye on things. Regular inspections are key. Think of it like giving the plane checkups just to make sure nothing's cropping up.
Right, like those engine run-ups you mentioned.
Yeah.
Those are part of the prevention strategy too, right?
Exactly. Running the engines every so often, even on the ground, it helps to evaporate any moisture that might be lurking inside, especially important for all those delicate engine parts.
So it's a real multi-pronged approach to keeping these birds in tip-top shape. But it makes you think about the long game, right? I mean, we're not just talking about a handful of planes here. This was a global grounding of entire fleets. Did this whole situation reveal any systemic issues or like areas for improvement in, how the aviation industry thinks about these things?
You know, it definitely brought some important lessons to light. The sheer scale of the grounding, it really highlighted just how vital a strong, adaptable maintenance system is. Think about the massive backlog of inspections and work that was needed as those planes started flying again. Getting an aircraft back in service after storage, it's not a quick process, especially if you've got corrosion to deal with.
Yeah, you don't just press a button and they're ready to go. And it seems like something like this could have like unforeseen consequences too. The article you shared, it mentioned some concerns about the long-term effects of all those disinfectant sprays that were used on planes during the pandemic.
Right. I mean, they were necessary at the time, of course. But those sprays, they've got chemicals, and over time, those chemicals, they could potentially cause some degradation of certain materials inside the plane, something that might not be obvious immediately, but down the line could lead to some issues.
So, yet another reminder that even the best intentions can have unintended consequences sometimes.
Exactly. It really underscores the need for constant research, always being vigilant in this industry. We have to think about not just the immediate impact of what we're doing, but the long-term effects as well.
It's all connected, isn't it? This intricate web of cause and effect.
Absolutely. And that actually brings us to another crucial lesson here. Communication and collaboration, that's key. Throughout the pandemic, we saw airlines, manufacturers, regulatory agencies, researchers, they all had to work together to tackle those challenges, those unique challenges that came with so many grounded planes. And that kind of collaboration, it's absolutely essential. That's what's going to ensure the safety and the long-term resilience of this whole industry.
So it's not enough for everyone to just stay in their own lane, so to speak. It takes the whole ecosystem working together to solve these problems and share knowledge.
Precisely. And it goes beyond just the aviation world, What
Yeah.
we're talking about, this clear communication, information sharing, that's important across industries, between researchers, with the public, everybody.
Well, speaking of information sharing, I have to say I've learned a lot today. I don't think I'll ever look at a parked plane the same way again. But is there anything else, for us, the passengers, to think about here? What does all of this mean for us when we're getting ready to hop on a plane?
That's a great question, and it gets to the heart of why we do these deep dives, right? Knowledge is power. So next time you're booking a flight, maybe don't just look at the price tag. Do a little digging. Think about the airline, their track record, their reputation for maintenance, how they prioritize safety. Those things matter.
So it's not just about snagging the cheapest flight, it's about understanding that keeping those planes in tip-top shape, that's part of the true cost of air travel.
Exactly. And hopefully this awareness, even on a small scale, it can help shift the conversation a bit,
Right.
make people think differently about airline safety and encourage those airlines to prioritize the long game, those robust maintenance practices we've been talking about.
Because in the end, a well-maintained plane is a safe plane. And that's something we all benefit from. Now, this has been a fantastic discussion, really eye-opening. We've certainly covered a lot of ground here, so to speak. Do we have time to dig into any more of the research you shared? Any other interesting tidbits?
We do, actually. There's one more thing I think is worth mentioning. We've spent a lot of time talking about the challenges of corrosion and all the problems it can cause. But this situation, it actually led to some really interesting advancements in anti-corrosion technology, too.
Oh, that's interesting. Tell me more.
Well, think about it. With so many planes grounded, researchers and manufacturers, they saw an opportunity. It was like a giant, well, maybe not giant, but definitely a unique chance to test out some new ideas, develop new materials, new ways to fight corrosion. For example, they started experimenting with advanced coatings, coatings that are even more resistant to moisture and contaminants.
So turning a crisis into an opportunity for innovation. Very cool.
Exactly. And these advancements, they have the potential to go way beyond aviation, too. Those new coatings, they could be used in all sorts of places where corrosion is a problem. Marine environments, you name it.
Wow, that is fascinating. Talk about a silver lining. It sounds like this whole situation, as challenging as it was, it really pushed the industry to think differently and come up with some creative solutions.
It did. It really highlights how resilient and adaptive the aviation industry can be, always finding new ways to improve.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it, how something like a global pandemic, something that forced all those planes to be grounded, could actually lead to, you know, advancements in something like anti-corrosion technology.
Mm-hmm.
It's like finding a silver lining in a, well, in a pretty dark cloud.
It really speaks to, I think, the ingenuity of the people in this industry, the people working behind the scenes. You know, they saw this unprecedented situation and they didn't just see it as a crisis. They saw an opportunity to really make things better, make them safer for the long haul.
It makes you realize there's a whole lot more to, you know, to aviation than just what we see as passengers, right?
Absolutely. Next time you're sitting at the gate waiting to board instead of, I don't know, just seeing a plane, maybe you'll picture that whole network of people, the technologies, the complex processes, all of it working together constantly to make sure that plane gets off the ground and back down again safely. It's a pretty amazing thing.
It is. It's like we've pulled back the curtain a little bit.
Yeah.
Gotten a glimpse of, well, kind of a behind-the-scenes look at the whole industry.
That's a good way to put it. And my hope is that, you know, that what we've talked about today, it encourages people to think a little differently about air travel, to see it in a new light.
To appreciate the, I don't know, the sheer complexity of what it takes to keep those planes in the air, all the things we don't usually see.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And maybe, just maybe, to start asking a few more questions, you know, to be a little more informed about the airlines they choose to fly with, because safety, it's not a guarantee, right? It's an ongoing commitment, something that takes constant work.
Absolutely. Well, I have to say, this deep dive has been incredibly eye-opening. It's amazing how something as, you know, seemingly simple as parking a plane can uncover so much about the challenges, the triumphs, really, the whole intricate workings of the aviation industry.
It's a real testament, I think, to the incredible interplay of engineering and science and human ingenuity. It's what makes it all possible, what keeps us all flying.
That is it. Well, on that note, I think it's time for us to bring this deep dive in for a landing. We've explored the hidden world of aircraft corrosion, all the challenges that cropped up during those unprecedented times, and of course, the importance of, you know, never letting our guard down, of always looking for ways to make things safer, more efficient, you know, pushing the boundaries of innovation in the quest for, well, for safer skies.
And maybe just as important, if not more so, we've highlighted just how powerful knowledge can be. You know, being aware of these things, asking questions, it allows us to make more informed choices, whether we're, you know, industry professionals or just passengers getting ready to board a flight. We all have a role to play.
So true. Well, thank you all for joining us for this deep dive into the fascinating world of aviation. Until next time, keep exploring, keep those questions coming, and remember, the journey of discovery, it never really ends.